Hi, everybody. Well, today is December 4th, 2015, and it's a Friday. This is our paranormal night show, so we'll see if we get into any paranormal stuff. So here we go. Let's clear the date for people. So 12/4/2015, so releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And let's do a clearing for your emotions if you have any. So here we go. Take one of your emotions that you're dealing with, getting rid of it, stronger, 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 and stronger. And that's pretty good. And let's now activate the light beams. This brings peace into your room. Here we go. So peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. So we'll turn it over to Ann here. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and welcome everyone. This is the Creation Life Healing Show. You're listening to Ron Ametron. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't seen that yet, if you're a new listener, please go there after the show. There's a lot of information. And meantime, welcome, and we're happy you're all here. It's traditionally our Friday night is paranormal night, where we talk about all the icky, weird stuff that goes on this planet. But I was wondering, Ron, how our audience feels tonight. You already cleared us emotionally, but I was wondering if we might need, I don't know, maybe some kind of stress or tension kind of relief, since a lot of people, for a lot of people, this is the end of their work week.
Okay, here we go. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help you out. So back to you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ron. We have a lot of questions and comments in the CLS questions. And I just want to announce, if you would like to get a message to Ron during the show tonight, ask a question or give us a testimonial on healings or anything, that is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat button on the BBS page where you're listening to this radio show. So are we all on the CLS Now timeline, Ron? Everybody listening?
Yeah, looks good to me.
Great. Great, we love that. Okay, I'm going to get into some questions. We have a lot of announcements tonight, but I thought I'd try to break that up and do them throughout the show. So someone wrote in, isn't it true that sometimes our awareness, thoughts, or discernment are turned on and off, and it's difficult for us to synchronize our minds properly with others?
Well, you're synchronizing your mind to timelines. And then you're synchronizing people who are on other timelines into your mind energy. Well, that's how I would probably answer that. So back to you.
Okay, so we don't really want to synchronize our minds with other people, do we?
No, not probably not, no.
Okay. Okay, another question. Do you think it's possible for the creation light chip to make some kind of healing infusion that acts as a shield to prevent and clear negative energies from returning and doing recurring harm?
No, it depends what timeline you're on. So if you only had one timeline, and we'll say that was not in the now, and there's only one out there that you were visiting, if that was the case, then very possibly you could have some type of clearing to do that, but you could be on a million timelines. So I don't know if you would even be able to figure something out like that, you know, to be able to help people yourself because of the energies that are there. But remember, you're on timelines, and you're on timelines because you're thinking about stuff, and or the aliens brought you there. And that's the problem, is that, you know, that's what you're dealing with. So there's no way that you're going to even have a clearing to take you off all of those timelines at once. But you have the choice of being on them. And you can help yourself by doing timeline crashes. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a request. This just came in from someone, and I'm not sure that, I don't think this is anything you've done on the shows before. You have done them on the conference calls. They're asking for a sample healing for scars that they have on their face.
It'd be best to probably get into the special clearing for that or the clearing for the body jumpstart. One clearing is probably not going to help you that much. Well, that's what I would do is, you know, get into it and go, you know, deep with that clearing. And maybe your scars are only on certain timelines. So.
Right. And I know sometimes on our eight-hour calls, you'll say, well, we'll go and have a facial and that kind of thing on the light chip. So that could be helpful for the person as well, right, to get on the Sunday eight-hour calls?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, memories are coming to the forefront as never before. I am grateful for you and the archives have been heavily running them. Blessings. And I did want to say, because a couple of people have written in thinking something's wrong, but BBS Radio has changed their system. And if you want to listen to keep updated with the archives, you need to buy a subscription for them, and it's actually quite inexpensive. You just click on BBS Radio Station's homepage, and it's $6.40, I believe, a month, and you can have all of the archives, you know, as soon as they're listed. And there are some listed also on Ron's website under the BBS emblem. You can click on archives, and then they just tend to not be as updated, but they're all on there. And so thank you, listener, for saying that, and I agree. It's wonderful to listen to all the archives of these shows. They're archived since 2007. So, and on that subject, a listener wrote in to say that on January 7th, 2015, so beginning of this year, was right after our New Year's energy sample clearing. And it's quite descriptive, this listener said, and we read a lot of testimonials about it. And Ron is doing that again this year on January 3rd, that's a Saturday at 1 p.m., and Ron will be bringing in a sample of all of the coming 12 months of the year so that we can feel the energies of each of those months. Do you want to expand upon that a little bit, Ron, for people?
Yeah, so you get like a little preview of what the possibilities are going to be on the planet here, so you're able to kind of understand and or figure out what you want to do during that month. So it's like a little sneak preview. And everything's in the now except maybe the dark side. I already have stuff planned for you. So remember, that's why we have time-traveling soldiers coming back here, you know, from maybe 21, 2200. Because they saw the predicament that the human race is in, maybe even including themselves, and just people that's come back from the future. And they came back to help the planet to get rid of the aliens off this planet. So they're battling the aliens, too. So what we're seeing is like a very maybe quick and fast replication of the manifestation that's going to be happening. So you may actually feel, maybe even taste the energy of the month, and that's brought to you by you know, us searching for what the possibilities are that could happen here. So I know last year we had a lot of stuff happening, I believe, in maybe March, April, where it felt like a lot of alien abductions and stuff like that, and yeah, that's what happened. So you can get a good inkling of what's going on because those timelines are typically already created. And maybe by going on the call and you do some clearings, maybe the aliens may not choose to do that. Maybe they might leave completely because you're strong enough in doing clearings to get them out of here. That's why you want to keep running that special clearing that Mr. McKay put up, you know, to get rid of the aliens. I think it's called... maybe I think it's help enslave aliens, and that's on YouTube. It's also on the website too. But you can go to CLS Questions, send in a request, so they can send you over a link if you need that. But all that is definitely helping. So back to you.
Great, Ron. Yes, that's a wonderful healing. It was recorded from a show we did a few weeks ago. So if you don't already have that, please check it out on YouTube, Help Enslaved Aliens, as Ron said. And do you feel like it's making a difference, Ron?
Yeah, everything is making a difference, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. So back to the New Year's conference call that's coming up. We have a couple of more questions. If we are yawning a lot while on the call, is it due to a release of alien energy that could be heavily affecting us during that particular month? If so, did the creation lightship help take away the dark energy of the alien agenda coming down the road so we're not as affected? For example, were some implants removed or neutralized so we would not be as programmed?
That's a possibility, yes. I would say probably so. Uh-huh.
Okay. And another question, will you be planning to activate jugs of water again?
Yes, uh-huh. I can do that.
Great. I can't remember how you did that last year, Ron. Did you give us a week's worth, perhaps, 7 days?
Well, I would say that's probably the best that I can do is that, yes. So probably
okay.
So.
Okay. Okay, it's good so that everyone can become, you know, be ready to do that. And I also wanted to say that Ron will be sending out an email about, so that it'll have a link on it so that you can pay. That call will be $20, and you'll be getting that. If you're not on Ron's email list, you'll want to go to creationlightship.com, and on the right-hand side, I believe, is where it is. You can click on... is that where it is, Ron, to sign up for emails?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it's on the right. Okay. Great. Thank you. And then, you know, not to, now I'm piling up all the announcements, but on January 9th, Ron is going to do the organ, I guess you called it, actually someone wrote this in. Is it organ restoration? Is that what we called it last year?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Like that.
Right. And someone wrote in, Ron, are you going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles in February in 2016?
Yep,
right.
I'm not. Uh-huh.
And that's February 16th through the 22nd.
And
so
about
thank you, listener.
And about the same time, a month after that, is the New Life Expo in New York. And it changed locations if you're in the back east there area. So we went over to the location next door, I guess the Pennsylvania, I think it's called the Plaza. And now we're going back to where we were, the previous expo. So we're going to be in at the actual hotel itself, or hotel, I should say. We'll be on the 18th floor again.
Good. And that's called the Conscious Life Expo, Ron. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay. Let's see. Yeah, the Conscious Life is in L.A. And that's at the building by the airport. And then the other one that is coming up after the New York Expo is going to be the New Living Expo, and that's in San Mateo.
Right. Because each of those expos have their own websites. So you can go in there and get all the details about, you know, where exactly where they are and what time everything is exactly, and we'll keep talking about it as well. Okay, so yawning came up with another question. Every Saturday night on the BBS radio shows, also at 7 p.m., Ron takes us on a trip to Creation Lightship. I recommend very strongly you get on that show live so you can enjoy the healing benefit of that. And so someone's asking from last Saturday, I yawned the entire time. Why is that? So yawning's coming up again.
Yeah, the yawning is just you're releasing energies that you can't get out of your body. And that's just the way it kind of works. So.
Okay. Right, it's nothing to worry about, right?
No, some people actually get, maybe they might have their body kind of quiver, shake a little bit. Some people get goosebumps. Some people get warm. So all that's just a reaction of your body changing energies. You have to get rid of energies in order to have energies brought to you. So that's the integration process.
Okay. Someone else wrote in also about last Saturday, I felt my spine pop back into place after the object release out of the back. It was really great. Thanks.
Yeah, that was like I've taken out swords and things like that. So,
yes.
That's why you want to be in the calls, because you don't know. You could have a problem, you know, for your whole life and not realize what's happening to you, not knowing what it's about. And then all of a sudden, you're on one of these calls, and all of a sudden, everything works. So that's the best thing about the calls. You don't know what you don't know. So back
right.
to you.
Right. Okay. Somebody said last Friday, I believe it was Friday night, you shut down our DNA for almost the whole show. It was really wonderful. And then a listener wrote in, I'm just trying to find it, that a long time ago on a show, on a radio show she listened to, you stretched out our DNA, she said, like it lengthened it and got rid of the implants that people had. And she was wondering if you could perhaps do that again. Here it is. If you can stretch out our DNA to get rid of implants, you did it on your shows a long time ago.
Boy, let's see. Must have been a long time ago.
Because you don't remember, huh?
No. So here we go. Let's work with the DNA that works with your ankles. Maybe ankles and feet. So here we go. If you have anything in this, we're going to do that right now. And I'll do your left foot first. And here we go. Moving that. There we go. And now we're going to take out some of these little implants that could be there attached to you. And they're released. Now I'll do your right foot. And same process here. These are actually like little things attached to the DNA. they're more like a physical object, okay? Here we go, coming out. There we go, they're gone. Okay, so this will not work on the archives. It worked just now for people listening. So back to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. I feel very peaceful and relaxed after that, so I appreciate you doing that very much. Okay, I'm going to keep going with our questions. How do we know we need clearings? If we are mostly happy and centered and peaceful, do we still need clearings?
Well, yeah, you do. You know, you could be having a program sent to you, being one of the few people here that, you know, is allowing you to be happy and cheerful and everything else. Some people have the opposite of that a lot going on because they're dealing with a lot of issues. But even though you may be peaceful and happy, let's just say that you kind of were born that way for some reason. Maybe the aliens aren't picking on you. Well, you still have the DNA in you that can become activated. And you do have energetic bodies, and maybe you're just attached from those bodies somehow. So, you know, how that happens, I couldn't tell you, but it's all under the control of the aliens or what they do. Everybody here has energetic bodies. And so either one thing, maybe you're possibly you could be numbed out somewhat to having those experiences, or maybe the aliens just aren't picking on you as much, but the bodies still get contaminated because you physically see events, and that gets put into those bodies. So the fact that you may not be experiencing something, once you see it on TV or live or anything else, it goes into those bodies, and those bodies do get contaminated. So that's why you want to clean the bodies out, because eventually they could come into you. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And, okay, someone wrote in that they are doing the Soul Family clearing. And they've bought it unlimited, and they'd like to ask, what the psychic billboard part on it clears, and can it be used over again by itself without doing the entire, without doing all the sections over again? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the button that gets pushed. Okay, yeah, so
okay.
The part clearing, yeah, is to kind of let other people know that see you or sense you some way what issues you're working with. And so a lot of those issues will draw to you negative events because it's on your psychic billboard. And you want to change it for what you want to have, you know, reoccur back into your life. So what you are looking for, maybe what you're missing, something like that, or you're clouded over. See, once you get rid of all this energy, that's a good way to start this, I guess. From the last question, once you get yourself cleared, these energetic bodies are cleared, then your psychic billboard should be at peace, and it really shouldn't be transmitting to people unless you are choosing to do something. And then naturally, you project out what you want to manifest. So that's the way the billboard works. Unfortunately, most people don't know what they're transmitting, and what they're transmitting is their baggage. And then the baggage that you're dealing with that you really don't want to have experienced over again because, you know, it may have taken a lot of your life force energy, which the aliens have stole from you, but you just don't want to go there. When all of a sudden you start finding yourself doing something or something happens to you that you've already experienced in the past. Well, it's because it's on your psychic billboard. The psychic billboard is telling everybody around you what your stuff is, and they can get drawn to you. So the Soul Family Clearing helps the people that you've been incarnating with over and over and over again, who share lessons, give hand-off lessons to other people, and then you may be having a whole bunch of them because you might be an eager beaver. And they go, oh, man, this guy works really quick, or this lady works real quick. And or woman will say, and then they go through these lessons like crazy. They can, You know, they're accident prone. All this stuff happens to them continuously. And we'll just give it to Jane over here. She can work her way through these pretty easily. You know, she's already a wreck, you know, can't walk right and back's crooked and been in 5 car accidents. But, man, she's a veteran for this year. We'll give her all the stuff and we'll be free of it because they're all getting that same experience. So that's where the soul family works. Hopefully you're not Jane. So back to you.
Right. And the soul family clearing, if I could just say, is really wonderful. And the thing, I'm not sure exactly what this person meant, but you do want to run it more than one time. It has several sections, a general soul family clearing, then specifically current soul family clearing, past lifetimes clearing, future lifetime contracts clearing, and then psychic billboard program disconnection. And, of course, light infusion, as most of them have, either spirit infusion or light infusion. But you could do, I don't know, you can do these over and over again. And you had this run before you had that really thorough psychic billboard clearing offering. So I feel like on this one, because there's no room to write into it, it's just the disconnection. And it will make you have fewer, or if any, it'll block all of your future connections with your soul family, I would say, because you won't be broadcasting, right?
Yeah, that's what it's intended, yeah. And we'll hope that the aliens don't sabotage it some way, but that's the way it normally would work, yes. So, you know, that's why you want to go back in to a clearing if you get the unlimited version and keep doing that, because there's always something out there trying to sabotage you through some other situations. So that's why you go in and clear out your situations. And eventually, if you do it enough times, the aliens may just give up on you, and they may not want to deal with you because you're doing timeline crashes. They're being destroyed. That's what happens. If you didn't know that, the aliens that put you on the contract, and when they contracted to you without your consent to put you onto timelines. And so once the aliens are gone, then you're off that timeline. And if nothing else picks up that same timeline, then you're probably going to be free of it, unless it's on your psychic billboard. You have a big issue there. You talked about things happening all the time to you. Then they'll put you back on timelines. So most people are the worst enemies. You have a problem, and you start talking about it to your friends, and then all of a sudden, you wonder why you're experiencing that event over again. And so the aliens hear you talking about it, and they know your weakness, they know your problems, and they go, oh, yeah, this person does, you know, really hates, you know, whatever this is. You know, maybe they don't like spaghetti. And all of a sudden, you know, you're up late at night sometime, you want to get a meal, and the only place open is maybe, you know, a fast food restaurant, and they decided to serve spaghetti that night. And you go, oh, man, what's happening to me? You know, I want to get something else, but all they have is spaghetti, and that's what I don't like. And that's what happens. You create your own reality, in a sense. And that reality that you're creating through you not owning your reality, because you're not owning it, you see. If you owned it, then anything would work for you for food, in a sense. Getting back to that same issue with the spaghetti. So when you don't own something, you're going to be getting all these options. And the options are going to, you know, take you into the law of cause and effect with all the dualities out there. Once you own your reality and you confirm and know that you're on the now timeline, then those realities that the aliens are going to try to entice you on won't exist for you because you're in the now. So remember, you're kind of your worst enemy. So if you look at some of your friends, maybe you hear them talking about the same thing over and over and over again, whatever's going wrong with your life, and they're being put on all those timelines and more timelines each time they talk about it. How do they ever get a chance to get out of it? They probably, maybe not, couldn't ever get out of it because they're bringing themselves onto thousands of timelines. Remember, the aliens look for your weakest point, whatever that would be, and that's where you're going to have the most anxiety and maybe physical pain or whatever. And they look for that in you. That's your weakness, and then they put you on those timelines because you're weak there. You haven't owned that reality yet. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does, and it brought up a question, Ron. If you have people in your life, maybe, I mean, I guess you can't avoid it, but you know that the aliens are working through them, would the help release enslaved aliens clearing work? Like if someone's in your house and you put that on low, might that calm that person down and help prevent some of the attacks?
Well, I definitely try it. You know, it all depends, you know, are the aliens causing that person that problem that are in your room? You know, they could be, but maybe they're not. But, you know, you want to get them out of here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to kind of figure out where your weakness is, where your problems are, and do timeline crashing on it so that you're no longer going to be dealing with forces outside of yourself, you know, these Utes, that's what we used to call them, still call them off and on, the Utes, that's isn't as frightful as aliens for some people, so we'll just call it the unwanted universal travelers here, and that's sort of what happens. So you're kind of like your worst enemy until you get into the now, and until you stop listening to the news and different things that are affecting you. I'll say that a different way. If you do clearings and you get rid of a lot of your baggage, then when you do watch the news, it's not going to affect you. You're going to look at it and go, oh, well, you know, this happened, that happened. And the best thing is to get triggered. So, you know, if you do watch the news or you hear about something and you go, oh, man, that's awful, right away, that's your issue. And now if you're watching, you know, a newscast and, you know, there's been some shootings lately, and now you see the people being carried out, you know, in body bags or whatever, and you relate to that, that's your issue. So clean out that issue out of you so you can watch that without any attachment to it. You want to be in peace, whatever you see. So that's a good gift for you. So if you are someone who gets pulled into stuff like that, that's your issue. And do clearings on it. Get off those timelines. So, back to you.
Yes, I don't think, anyone who listens to you regularly, Ron, is watching the news. But just in case, yeah, that's a good reminder. So thank you very much. Before we move on too much from the soul family clearing, someone else had a question. Would it be a good idea to run the billboard disconnection before a family gathering?
Definitely. I would say that would probably be your best bet. Yeah, definitely do that.
Okay. And maybe leave it on if you can, like while you're with the people.
Yeah, because you want to have the people, you know, that's in your soul family, which is very possibly your relatives, okay? So you want them to be peaceful. You know, maybe in previous years or even times coming up now, you know, let's just say that all of a sudden, you know that Christmas is coming this month. And for some reason, maybe you have, say, five brothers and sisters or whatever, and family members and everything else, and somehow they switch up every year, and now it's your time to have them over for Christmas. And now you start thinking, oh, man, last year this happened, and the other year the other thing happened, and you're getting a rock in your stomach now because very possibly they're going to bring up something that's going to get you upset. Maybe the last time you were, you know, doing this, we'll say, was let's just say 6 years ago, if you had five family members, we'll say, and you cooked a nice meal, and one of your brothers and sisters told you how crappy it was. And so now you're looking at it and thinking about that person who told you how bad the meal was, and now you're upset because you don't want them to come over, but you can't not have them come over. So do that clearing so that when they come into your house and they walk in, and put their pictures up in front of your computer, and if you have five people coming with all their families and everything else, I would put up more than one computer and just run that. And maybe when they come in, all those issues will kind of vanish, and you can have your one event in peace, and then you probably or can't wait till they get out your door, and then you can turn the clearing off, but at least you can be peaceful. Everybody can say, gee, what a nice person you are. Well, back to you.
Yeah, you have me wondering, Ron, is it better, you know, maybe to just always host the gatherings because you have a little more control in your own home, have the light beings up and everything. I wonder if you're maybe a little more protected, but then you're giving yourself more work than if you go out.
Yeah, that's true, but you want to be peaceful.
Right.
You want to be in peace, and you don't want people's baggage to come in.
Right.
So what you need is to have something on your carpet or outside so when they wipe their feet off or whatever, they're going to be brought into the peace energy. I don't know what that would be, but it'd be nice to have an energetic shower or something to clean them off before they came into your house.
Yeah, some kind of energetic gateway at the door, the front door.
And what you could do is... you know, that 2,000-year darkness barcode, that's free. You can clean them out the week before. And don't forget anybody if you can, because the dark side is coming through that person. You know, just kind of think, you know, having all your family members over and you have this big punch bowl out or something and Dennis the Menace comes and you forgot to clear Dennis the Menace, you know, and all of a sudden he knocked over you know, the punch bowl on your brand new carpet. And you go, oh, man, I forgot to clear Dennis. So back to you.
The other day, I put on a spirit infusion. I just didn't know what to do really quickly when someone called and said they were coming over. And she was very peaceful. So I don't know if anyone's ever tried that before. I just went into the alien oxygen code removal and put on the spirit infusion that I keep running for myself all the time.
Very good. So remember, you're in control of your life. And how do you like to have people, you know, affect you? Remember, you have to be in the now to get any relief. So that's your main thing. So back to you.
Okay, and a question about timelines, Ron. If you follow the timeline in reverse back to the source, wouldn't you see what the cause is and the attachment and how it is shot out at us? Shot out at us.
Boy, I don't know how to answer that one, but that could be correct, yeah.
Well, isn't that really what the timeline crash healings do for us? They go back to the beginning or the source of the creation of the timelines?
Yeah, they do go back to the beginning of the timeline that you're living on. And then from there, that gets eliminated. And then from there, it takes a little while, maybe 10 minutes or so, half an hour to fully come back. But you know, once that happens, you're back here. And the timeline is no longer in existence, which is very nice. And from there, everybody else in that timeline, maybe millions of people, are now off of that. So let's just say that you hypothetically felt today or tomorrow like it's a bad luck timeline. So, you know, you just decide to clear that. Well, how many people are having bad luck? You know, so that could help lots of people. So whoever's on that timeline gets relief. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a request for a sample of the loneliness clearing.
Okay, so think of loneliness, whatever that would be. It could be, everything that you're dealing with is a relationship. So you could be lonely for your plant dying. You could be lonely for one of your pets not being with you, family members, or if you have a breakup, but everything is relationship here. So how are you relating, you know, to life? And is it not good for you? So here we go. Let's do a clearing for that. And remember, you have to own the experience. That's what happens. So we're going to do a clearing for loneliness. So how do you really get out of a loneliness? You just honor that you're lonely. And you do clearings, which brings up the loneliness. You don't really feel it, but you do a clearing to release it out of you. And that's what it's doing. It's releasing stuff out of you that maybe your ancestors gave you. So here we go. Think of your one time of being lonely, maybe the most recent one. That's what normally comes at first. And here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Here we go. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. You have a clearing on your website about cloned Earths. And the person has a question. Do you have to first clear current lifetime before doing the past lifetime clearing?
You have to clear the current before you do the past? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, you always have to do where you are right now, which is your current. That's like on the whole lifetime clearings, you do this lifetime, because this is where your stuff is, and then everything else is in your past, and that's what you normally can clear too. But, you know, you want to clear out where you live right now, because that's what's come up on your slate. And if you don't do anything to activate your past, the history of your past that's dormant or under the surface, then you don't need to go any further. But that's the way the clearings work. You want to always clear this lifetime and then clear, you know, with the unlimited, what comes up, which would be from your past. So that's another way of stating that. So back to you.
Can you tell us a little bit about that cloned Earth clearing, Ron?
Everybody knows what that is, because everybody lives on the cloned Earth, because that's where you are when you're not in the now here. So when you're not in the now, you're on the cloned Earth reality. So you're probably on that, you know, every 10 minutes of every day as you get switched out, unless you're in the now. So you know darkness completely. You know that 100%, because when you're not in the now, then they put you onto a cloned Earth, and that's where you're living. It looks like this one here, but you probably wouldn't really recognize this Earth, because you're dealing with the cloned Earth and different situations that don't necessarily work for your benefit. So you know about the cloned Earth, because that's where you're living. You probably were on that before you came onto the BBS radio program here. You're living in a cloned Earth reality on timelines. So when you're in the now, then you're here on the real Earth. This is the real Earth timeline when we have these programs. And that's why you're so much more at peace. Other than that, if you don't hold this peace energy, and or you don't have a lot of clearings under your belt to be able to hold it, remember that they want to take you off, and they do that through your emotions and other things. That's why you clean out your energetic body, so you don't have to deal with a lot of the alien stuff that's happening to other people. So you do have a way to help yourself out. But you do know the alien, you know, replicated cloned Earth very well. That's where you've been living probably all of your life. So back to you.
And while we're listening to you, though, we're not on any cloned Earths, right, because we're on the CLS Now timeline?
Yes. In fact, what I'll do is to show you the difference. I'll count to five. And I'll take you out of the real Earth, which we are right now, and put you back to where you were in your consciousness, we'll say, before the program started. And that's going to be where you are. Then I'll bring you back here again. So here we go. Going back to where you normally live 99.999% of the time. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. There. Now you're on your other Earth energy. And it's going to be very familiar to you. That's what you know. And this is how the aliens switch your timelines, and they'll put you on different timelines. And sometimes the creator will say, the movie set director, the movie, the program director for everything, everybody involved with that, the makeup artist. Maybe some aren't doing a really good job, or they don't know how to do a good job. All they can do is a job. And that's why sometimes you see residue and things aren't working right, and you know, you might see the energy waves in the off the streets, we'll say, or looking at something, it's not in focus well enough. Well, that's because they didn't create it well enough for you. I'm going to bring you back to this reality, which is in the now, and this is the way Earth is supposed to be. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So right now you're back in zero time, and you're on the real Earth right now. So for me, I don't really go into that other reality that much that you people are living in. But when I do, it kind of looks like a dingier type of energy. Kind of like the old movie, for me, looking at it, would be like the movie Soil and Green. I don't know when that came out, probably in the 60s, I guess. But, you know, it's like a place full of smog and just bad air looking and, you know, just dingy. And that's the difference to me. So back to you.
Okay. Someone just wrote in, when we are on the monthly calls, are we on the real Earth all month long?
If you can hold the energy, yes. You're on the light ship having energies work with you to get rid of stuff, yes. When you're on the eight-hour calls, then at that point you're on the light ship in quarantine. You can still go off and go to timelines, but you are being worked with in quarantine, getting rid of alien stuff that's attached to you, which are the energetic life forms. When you're on the hour calls that we have weekly, then at that point you are out of time also once you come onto that call. So that's the way that works. And it's up to you, depending on how many clearings you have had. Remember, the dark side, the aliens take you into these other realities because you're not cleaned up and they see a weakness in you, like I talked about earlier. So when they find a weakness in you, then they will abduct you onto timelines so they can get more mileage out of stealing your life force energy through your weakness. So as long as you're peaceful after the call, and most people will probably maybe back east when the call ends at, say, 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe going to bed, and they're probably very, very peaceful. So they're having a very nice, peaceful sleep because they're not going outside doing stuff, typically, and they're just feeling really good, and your body can really heal well when you're in peace energy. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. I really feel that, you know, well, I know those doing the eight-hour calls and your weekday calls really help, but just as you did for us before, you can really feel when you've gone off the now timeline and you're on, you know, not the right Earth and not the right place. So yeah. I understand what you're saying. Like, we should be, because of being so connected to Creation Lightship, always in the now, but sometimes we get taken off.
Now, typically, when you're on the now timeline, and this is typically, okay, everything will seem to work very smooth for you and transition from one event into the next without any kind of confrontation. So let's just say that you're driving your car, and for some reason, because you're in the now timeline, you don't hit any stoplights, okay? And you just go, wow, you know, I went across town with going through five, you know, stoplights, and they were all green, and this is great. And then another day, you do the same exact thing, and they're all red, and you go, man, what's going on here? Well, that's showing you kind of energetic blocks that you're going through, and you know that you're not in the present moment. So that's kind of one way of looking at it. Another way is when you're in the now, you're going for maybe an hour drive down the highway, freeway, whatever, and it just feels like it's effortless. You know, you sleep, and then you get your destination, and you go, wow, I drove for an hour. Doesn't feel like it. Well, that's because you're in the now. You're not picking up all the garbage and people's thoughts and everything else and the cars next to you and the city energy and everything else. The accidents that were on the freeway, you're probably not even going to feel their energy. You just went right on past them because in the now, none of that stuff exists. So it's very a smooth transition from going to step A to step B or destination A, destination B. So that's how you know when you're in the now. Life works, you know, with you, not to you.
Right. Well, okay, great. Thank you, Ron. We're so lucky to have you, to have that, and to have that touchstone, because we know how it feels when we do your calls and your, your healing calls. Okay, I'll move on to the next question. Someone is doing the self-empowerment clearing, and their question, sometimes I request that the light beings give me enlightenment upon certain situations. Does this actually work, using the self-empowerment for requesting enlightenment?
Well, they wouldn't know what that even is. So, you know, enlightenment would probably be more like a physical light bulb to them, okay? So, you know, they're not going to really, all they're going to do is give you peace. They're not being used to ask for favor. So you're asking for a favor. All they can do, if you ask for a clearing on something and you were on one of the clearing pages, then they will work to clear away your request. But they're not going to do anything beyond that. Only the churches do that through the God energies. And then you get hooked up. So the light beams are in neutral. They don't have a reality of consciousness. All they do is look at you and you say, you know, I have this problem. And it won't be enlightenment because they won't even know what that is. They'll work with emotional, maybe mental, physical stuff. And as you do a whole lifetime clearing or get on one of the other clearings that you paid for, then they'll work with you to help release that blocked energy in you so your spirit can come into you. Remember, everything works with your spirit. So the only reason why they're helping you is so that your spirit can come back into your body in that location and then do healing with you. So your spirit is why they're helping you. They're not helping you because they want to help you out to do you a favor or to bring something into your life. They don't do that whatsoever. Like I said, that's the God energies. That's where people go to church and pray and everything else to ask for a favor from some deity, some entity outside of yourself that you probably have never physically seen, and you're hoping to have something change in your life. And that's according to your belief system. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was wondering if we could do some kind of a clearing around that, around, I don't know, religion or praying or something. Maybe clearing us of something we prayed about.
I'll release the energy from the last person that prayed for you. And who knows where the energy is hooked up to you in your body. Remember, it has to connect to you somewhere energetically. So somebody who maybe prayed for you, maybe your parents go to church and they want you to go back to church and they're praying every day for you. So this will be their last prayer for you. So here we go, taking away that energy off of your body and just see how you feel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one is pretty strong, but it really hooked you guys up. Some people are clear, but most aren't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. The reason why there was difficulty releasing the last energy is you probably have somebody doing that voodoo witchcraft prayer work on you from a church or whatever, maybe for 10, 20 years. So you may want to do the religious indoctrination clearing, the God clearing, and see if that will help you, the curse of sex spells, because you could be going down the rat hole without even knowing it through this prayer work that people are doing to you with psychic attacks. So back to you, and that could shorten your life.
Really? Yes, curses, hexes, and spells, and you also have the dark arts practitioner clearing. If you know who exactly it is that's doing it, you have religious organizations disconnection, I think it's called, and also the God clearing. And boy, a lot of people need that. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that goes back generations, you know. Wow. And you might even want to do a clearing. Let's see. How do I say this here? If you were baptized, we have that baptism clearing. That's wonderful. But if you were baptized, the Pope actually owns your spirit. So you may want to do a clearing to release your spirit from that particular timeline where the Pope is owning you. Remember, the Pope is here as the Godhead for the planet. And he is now, if you were baptized, connected to you energetically. And he owns your spirit. That's what they put in place. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And the I misspoke and gave a healing the wrong title. It's the Dark Side Mind Control Clearing, not Dark Arts. Kind of covers Dark Arts, I guess, but I want to make sure people know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone actually just wrote in, which Pope owns our spirit? All of them since birth?
In a sense, yes, I would say so, because that's the Pope that's in charge. So the one that was connected to you when you were baptized, okay, and possibly, you know, as your parents gave you away for baptism, that's, I believe, how the process works. You may want to Google it and maybe just see what happens. But, yeah, that's a good way to look at it. You know, if one of the popes died and there's another one, well, they're now in control of you. And is that pope really dead? You know, is that energy of that person still active, feeding on you? Mm. So, very interesting.
Ugh.
Back to you. In fact, if somebody wants to do some research and maybe enlighten us a little bit, maybe send us a little email of what they found, that'd be great. Might be a good investigation to do, but that's my understanding. Your baptism is what the Pope uses to connect to you because the Pope owns your spirit at that time. He owns a contract on you. Back to you.
Okay. A listener wrote in with, I think this is a great idea. We could get all the Pope names and clear them off while we do, you know, in the baptism clearing.
Yeah, very good. Yes, uh-huh.
Like, I have no idea who was Pope, you know, when I was
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and they could own your spirit for generations, you know. You're in different bodies. And, you know, you may want to go back a couple of generations on it. Just get the Pope's names and do that clearing for each one. And
yeah.
See how you feel, you know. But I would first do, you know, a Google search on that. Don't rely on what I'm telling you. Do a Google search and just get that information yourself. So now you all have homework.
Okay. We have another request here, Ron. Can we clear some of the energy off of phrases we keep hearing wherever we go, like happy holidays and season's greetings?
Well, yeah, I'll clear season's greetings. That's one that's coming up now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? And we'll also clear the energy off the phrase, God bless you. I mean, everybody, that's kind of one of those things that people are programmed to say. So here we go. I don't say that one, though. Maybe God damn you would probably. No, the way either fuck you. Either way. Rude, right? So here we go. So, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, you know, the timelines right now are getting are kind of wonky. I mentioned this before, so I'll just talk about them for a minute. The aliens are dangling this hot dog string in front of the little dog, you know, and you're the dog. And they all have different flavors of hot dogs out there on different timelines. So they're trying to entice you onto a timeline that they can abduct you on the end of the year here where it's turning into 2016. So I think they're doing their homework and to see who they can capture. And so that you're going to be finding the timelines changing a little bit. You may not know why you're having different connections because you're jumping off of timelines. Maybe they gave you, you know, a certain type of hot dog and you jumped on that timeline and you happened to take a bite out of it. You go, no, this is not good for me. I want to go to another one here. Oh, this one here has a vegetarian hot dog. And you go, there, you don't like that one either. So they're enticing you, you know, to do all these jumpings. And you may not know which one you're on, and they're trying to get you to stay on one so they can abduct you onto it, like I said, you know, at New Year's. So switching over now, I guess it's time to quit. We got about four after here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So one, you want to first command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop into your heart. The second part, number two, is counting, which is the active part to move the energy. So here we go. Commanding your spirit out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. Now we'll do the counting. We count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So we'll talk about that timeline abduction probably tomorrow night also, but how you may want to stay safe, not get enticed or induced onto a timeline, or seduced, I guess. So we'll see how that turns out. So here we go, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.